superfoods, they're called. I mean, if you get all the superfoods, you can fight cancer and heart disease and signs of aging and all of those things. And you're saying right now, well, give me some superfoods. What are they? Well, I haven't the slightest idea, but the skinny chef does. That would be Jennifer Easterlo. And Jennifer joins us on AM Tampa Bay. She specializes in recipe development and things like that. What the heck are superfoods?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, superfoods are foods that are nutrient-dense, and they offer high levels of nutrients that can help to protect your body and can help you stay beautiful.
Give us an example.
My favorite superfoods are Florida grapefruit. I also love flax and yogurt.
What's flax?
Flaxseed comes from a plant.
It
comes from a grass. And it's similar. It looks quite like a sesame seed, and it's very easy to combine in recipes using breadcrumb mixtures. And, you know, what I love about these superfoods is they're really easy to cook with. They're delicious. And sometimes you're getting double or triple the amount of nutrients compared to other foods for the same portion.
Flax is supposed to be good for your hair and skin and nails.
That's right, because it's high in antioxidants and omega-3.
Well, now, name a couple of others. You name grapefruit and flaxseed. I halted there because I wasn't familiar with flaxseed, not being a cook or whatever. But what are some of the others?
Well, I also use a lot of whole grains because of the fiber content. And again, you're getting those vital antioxidants, which, you know, really protect your body. You're looking for antioxidants like vitamin C. We all know what that is. And, you know, when you enjoy grapefruit juice, for example, you know, just an 8-ounce glass, you're getting 100% of your vitamin intake for the whole day.
Jennifer, you know, how long before we start seeing the effects of eating these foods?
That's a good question. for myself, I notice within a week when, you know, I'm really following my diet, and I mean, that's for myself. Everybody is different, of course. But, you know, when you're staying hydrated, you're eating, you know, these natural foods that are very rich in nutrients, you're definitely going to feel better. I notice the difference within a couple days. You know, sometimes when I'm traveling, I find that it's a challenge to eat as healthy. But I definitely feel the difference when I'm, you know, not consuming a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Blueberries are supposed to be so great for you.
Blueberries are high in antioxidants, but I would have to say that Florida grapefruit is one of my favorites because you're getting a host of nutrients. So, you know, you're getting your vitamin C, things like potassium, magnesium, folate, and lycopene as well in the red and pink varieties. So that's one of my favorite things to cook with, and it's really versatile. So, you know, I make all kinds of dishes from teriyaki salmon. I do popsicles for the kids I cook with. You know, it's a really versatile food to cook with.
That teriyaki salmon got my attention.
Yeah,
that's my husband's favorite.
That's my husband's favorite.
Your husband likes something totally different.
Yeah, I'm like you. I travel, always carry a pocket full of Brussels sprouts and snack on them.
You know what I actually do is I section grapefruit and I pop it in my purse, and it's something that's easy to snack on while, you know, we're driving home to visit the folks or on holidays.
You snack on grapefruit in your purse? Doesn't it get your purse kind of stinky?
Well, in a Ziploc bag, of course.
I never thought about that.
I love grapefruit.
I must have had Brussels sprouts open in my pocket.
Yeah, regular grapefruit or that red one?
Red,
the bank's better. Do you have a website?
And it's gofloridagrapefruit.com, and you can find my recipes there and learn more about the health properties of grapefruit.
Gofloridagrapefruit.com. Well, that's one of our favorite fruits
and
foods as well. We appreciate your joining us, Jennifer.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.